You're listening to the Kribo Shoe Podcast, episode 35. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate is here. Welcome back to another episode of the Kribo Shoe Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host. He's the crazy hand to my master hand. Chad is here.
Oh, the crazy hand. That is me.
So we've got a good show lined up for you guys today. We're recording this on Saturday, the day after Super Smash Bros. Ultimate came out, and we've been playing a bunch of it. So we're going to talk all about our experiences with this game. But before we get into that, we're going to go ahead and talk about what we've been playing. All right, Chad, what have you been playing here the last week?
So, as always, been playing some Pokemon Go, and I'm sure you have as well.
Oh, yes.
And then I've also been playing some Pokemon Let's Go on the Switch.
Very nice.
So, I'm getting really close to completing this Pokedex here. I'm only missing a few. I've transferred a Meltan finally over to this from Pokemon Go.
I've done the same. That's interesting.
I haven't captured him yet. I'm leaving him in the Go Park. I really want to wait until there's 25 in there so I can play some games with him.
Oh, that'll be neat, yeah.
So, I'm hoping I can do that.
So, where are you on your Meltan candy situation?
I'm over 100. I think 110 or somewhere in there.
I think I'm 106, so we're real close together.
Very cool. And whenever you transfer one over to Pokemon Let's Go, you can actually get a candy from that as well.
Oh, neat.
So that helps out. And okay. I caught a Kangaskhan and a Scyther, which are pretty hard to catch.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And they say Scyther's like a 1% chance it'll show up, and I caught two, one right after the other, so I have one for you as well.
Oh, wow. Wow, this is great.
So besides that, I went old school lately.
Okay, great.
Galaga, I've been playing that on the Namco Museum on the N64. It has Pac-Man and a lot of Namco games.
I used to have that game. So, wow, that's awesome.
I absolutely love Galaga. I just played it for a few minutes, but I just felt it was worth mentioning.
Me too.
Mario Kart 64. So I've been playing some classic Mario Kart stages. I really like this game.
I love it, man.
You know, I play it on a modern screen, and it still doesn't look terrible.
Yeah.
It looks
pretty decent. You've been playing, like, just the racing, probably?
Just the racing, okay. Yeah.
Who do you drive as in that game?
So, I just use Mario or Luigi, usually.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
I use always Toad, also.
Yeah, I was always a Toad guy myself. Yeah.
Very cool. Also been playing Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 on the N64.
Now we're talking. This is one of my favorite series of all time.
So I just recently acquired this game. I'd never played it before, but it takes some time. The controls are really odd to me with that N64 controller.
Yeah, this is one of those games that's definitely better on PlayStation, which is what it came out first on. Just the way the controller setup's a lot better. If I'm not mistaken, on the N64, you have to use the C buttons for some of the tricks.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I never could really get used to that, but... I remember at the time of when I was a kid and just owning an N64 and not a PlayStation yet, I was very grateful when these games came over.
But
best played on PlayStation, but it's cool that it's on N64 as well.
Yeah, I'm happy to have it in my collection. Yeah. And of course, been playing some Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, just a little bit.
So. Right. Well, I've been playing, of course, like we said, Pokemon Go and Pokemon Let's Go. I also got on Mario Tennis Aces. And I went ahead and played some online matches and got both of the new characters for that.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Now I'm drawing a blank.
Is that Petey Piranha?
Petey Piranha and
Shy Guy.
And Shy Guy, yes. Very thank cool. you. Wow, I just all of a sudden forgot who I unlocked. But that was a lot of fun. The online doubles works really well. I actually got a pretty good partner, and we won, I think, our first two rounds. And then the final round was extremely laggy, and we ended up losing it.
Oh, man.
But it was a lot of fun, and I'm really glad they added the doubles online, because I've always almost preferred to play doubles in a Mario Tennis game than singles. It's just a little more fun to me.
Right, yeah, same here.
And we both need to get on there and play the co-op challenge sometime this month.
I want to do that before it ends.
Exactly. And then, of course, more Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. But also, it's not really a game, but I got a new accessory I wanted to talk about here. I had pre-ordered what they call the Flip Grip accessory. And what this is, it's a little plastic shell that you slide your Switch in, but you don't slide it in horizontally, you slide it in vertically. And what this thing does, and then it has little rails on each side for you to attach your Joy-Con. So basically, you're holding your Switch in a vertical orientation, and it allows you to play any of these old arcade games that are on the Switch. So all the Arcade Archives games and some of the Neo Geo games. And then, of course, you've got the Namco collection on the Switch. And basically, it allows you to play any of those games that include a vertical screen mode, which is how a lot of the old arcade machines were, as you know. And it allows you to play it, you know, in handheld with a vertical orientation. So, like, something like the Arcade Archives Donkey Kong is just way better this way, because you kind of got a full vertical screen, but you're playing it in handheld, and it works just really, really great.
No, you showed this to me right before we recorded, and I really want one. So whenever you put it in there, do you just flip the screen around and it just starts in that position? Or do you have to change some settings?
I've only tried it on the Arcade Archives Donkey Kong so far. And yeah, just in the menu, you can choose which way your screen orientates. So you can just choose vertical, and then all of a sudden, you know, it all just works perfectly. So
very cool.
But yeah, it's really neat. I'm really glad I got it. It wasn't a whole lot. I think it was either $12 or $15. And they just started sending them out this week to the early Kickstarter backers. But I know they already have a store where you can buy them as well. So if that's something you're interested in, if you play a lot of arcade games or play a game that you'd love to do a vertical orientation, this is the way to do it, in my opinion.
Very nice. I'm very interested.
All right, so that's what we've been playing. Let's go ahead and get into the news real quick as well. We've got a few items here. So I thought the first thing we'd talk about is the NES Nintendo Switch Online. We know they've been adding three games a month. Well, next week they're adding, on December 12th, they're adding three new NES games to the service. So we're going to get The Adventures of Lolo, Ninja Gaiden, and Wario's Woods are all coming on December 12th. I'm kind of excited about this. I've played Ninja Gaiden before. It's a side-scrolling game. It's a lot of fun. But I haven't played either of these other two games. I think Adventures of Lolo, if I'm not mistaken, is made by HAL Laboratories, who made Kirby. Yes. I'm pretty sure. So I'm, of course, interested in that. And then Wario's Woods, if I'm not mistaken, I believe that was the last NES game released in North America. I think it was released in 1994. So even though I didn't get a Super Nintendo right away, I had a Super Nintendo by the time this game came out. So I've never played this game. I think it's a puzzle game, but I'm really excited about trying these games out.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, I can't wait to try out Adventures of Lolo.
Yeah. The next item we have, this is an Splatoon 2 item. So, you know, kind of keeping in the spirit with Smash Brothers releasing, a special Smash Brothers themed Splatfest has been announced for Splatoon 2. It will be on December 14th, so next Friday, and the theme will be heroes versus villains. And kind of the picture they have is, you know, some of the main heroes from Smash Brothers and some of the main villains. And so I'm kind of excited about this. I'm very into Smash Brothers right now, and now it's just, which side do I choose?
Donkey Kong or King K. Rool?
Oh, man.
I'm torn.
When you put it that way, I may choose villains.
Yeah.
So that's something to keep in mind. Also, I thought we'd talk just a little bit about the Game Awards. So if you don't know, the Game Awards are a yearly show held at the end of the year. They're hosted by Jeff Keighley, and they've been going, I think, for 5 years now. And basically, it's kind of the video games version of the Oscars or the Grammys. You know, the top games of the year get awards. And Nintendo has been at this show for the past few years. And we'll just briefly go over last year. This is kind of why we were so excited for it this year. Last year, Nintendo was there. Reggie announced Bayonetta 3. And also, they showed off the second DLC for Breath of the Wild at this show, and then ended the trailer with, "It's available now." So it was pretty cool. I know we both watched it last year, and I mean, I remember being just extremely pumped about all these announcements.
Oh, yeah.
And so I saw that Nintendo was going to be back this year. I was pretty excited, and while I would say it maybe didn't live up to my lofty expectations, we did still get a couple of really neat announcements here from Nintendo. So the first thing we saw was we got a trailer for a new Marvel game, and I didn't know there was a new Marvel game coming out, so I was very unsure what it would be. But as it goes on and towards the end, you realize, oh wow, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 is coming in 2019, and then kind of the big megaton, it says exclusively for Nintendo Switch.
This blew my mind.
Me too.
I didn't even know there was another Ultimate Alliance game in the works, let alone exclusive for the Switch.
Right. So besides being giant Nintendo fans, we're also huge comic book fans. And we both grew up loving the Marvel Ultimate Alliance series, both 1 and 2. They're incredible games. It's kind of a four-player, like a modern four-player beat-em-up where there's some RPG elements and stuff as well. So it's not just mindless fighting. You're leveling stuff up and you're going through a huge story with all these characters, and it's just a ton of fun. And yeah, I don't think we've gotten one of these for 10 years. I thought the series was dead myself.
I remember going and buying Ultimate Alliance 2 day one on, I can't remember if I got on PS2 or PS3. I got on one of them. But yeah, that's been forever ago, and they're finally coming out with another one. And a lot of people I hear are kind of upset that it's exclusive on the Switch, which I would be too if I was a PS4 or an Xbox guy.
Right.
But PS4 did get the Spider-Man game, so I don't feel near as bad.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people saying, well, I wonder what Xbox is going to get, if Marvel will give them a game or if they're going to be left out this time.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, I'm very, very excited for this. It is going to be four-player co-op locally, or you can play co-op on different Switches, and it's going to have online co-op. So this is everything I want in a multiplayer game right here.
That's a big one, online. I can't wait.
Indeed. And then towards the end of the show, we got a Smash Brothers announcement. So they revealed the very first paid DLC fighter that's going to be coming to Smash Brothers Ultimate, and it is the character Joker from Persona 5. Now, the Persona series is something I don't know a whole lot about. I know it's very well loved. It may be one of the most loved RPG series at this time. And I guess this is one of the main characters from Persona 5. And I'm really happy to see another third-party character make it. And it seems like it is a fan favorite. So even though it's, you know, not anything special for me, I'm very glad that they did this, because it just means that they're, you know, basically any characters on the table. I mean, this is mostly just a PlayStation series, and that it's coming to the game is kind of neat.
Sora has never seemed like it could actually happen.
Right. I think, I mean, with something like this, definitely Sora would be on the table. So
yeah, I'm with you. I don't know much about the Persona series, but I'm really glad it happened, because I know a lot of people really like this. I'm in the same boat as you, and this just opens the door. Just about any character is on the table, right?
I mean, I would have been happier with just, you know, another Mario character being announced, but to me, this is a lot bigger a deal than that, because even though I may would prefer a Mario character or something, like, this is a beloved character from a really beloved franchise. So I'm really glad to see this happen. And also, hey, you don't have to know everything about a series to get into a Smash character. I mean, that's kind of that. Smash is how I learned about Fire Emblem characters, for instance, and I like how some of those play, and I'd never played a Fire Emblem game at the time, so, you know, who knows, Joker may be an awesome character in this game,
yeah.
So I'm really excited about that, and I can't wait to hear some of the other characters that will be announced in the future. And then lastly, I thought we'd go over kind of the new releases. Of course, y'all know Smash just came out, but another game came out on the Switch that I don't want to get lost. And that's the Katamari Damacy came out for the Switch. I think it's called Re-Roll, maybe. And this is a remake of the original Katamari game for the PlayStation 2. And this is kind of an odd Japanese game, but there's a demo on the eShop, so everyone can download it and try it. And it's basically, you're just a goofy little character, a little green character, and you're rolling around stuff in an environment, and you're trying to make the mass of items that you're rolling just bigger and bigger and bigger to a certain size to advance. And it's kind of hard to explain, but it looks very charming. There was a Nintendo Minute on this game, and I've heard it has really, really good music and stuff. So I would definitely like to pick this up once I play the demo, if I do like it.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to download the demo, and I've had my eye on this game ever since it was announced in the Nintendo Direct it was featured in not too long ago. I really want to try it out.
Yeah, and this is another one, a game, as if you are kind of a collector, that I think would be a good one to have, because number one, it's coming out on the same day as Smash, so that's going to get overshadowed from just casual people just looking for a new game to buy. And I just think a game like this, it may be one of those that doesn't have a huge print run, where there may not be just a ton of copies of this game, you know, a few years down the road. It may be worth something. So that's going to do it for what we've been playing and all the news, and we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk all about Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Okay, Chad, it's time for Smash Bros. Talk.
This is what I've been living for.
So, yeah, we got this game Thursday night, right at 11 o'clock our time here. They released it, and we've been pretty much playing it nonstop besides when we've had to work and sleep ever since.
Just little things like that have been holding me back.
I know. It's a real shame that sleep gets in the way and work. But, yeah, so I thought we'd just kind of talk about kind of what we've experienced up until now. So I thought we'd just go ahead and start off with the midnight launch, which we both attended. I'll tell you what, it kind of brought me back memories of when we played the Smash Brothers demo event at Best Buy, because we were again at another Best Buy, and it was a cold and rainy day again.
Oh, it was miserable. Yeah, we spent most of the we probably spent 5 minutes in line at the launch, but most of the time we were just in our vehicle watching the Game Awards.
Exactly. Thankfully, a lot of other people were just hanging out in their vehicles. Hardly anybody just wanted to get out in the weather we were experiencing. But yeah, we just hung out, watched the end of the Game Awards, and then we got out and got in line. And I thought, well, let's just talk about maybe what we all picked up. So you want to go first?
What didn't I pick up? Let's see. Picked up the Smash Brothers Ultimate game, of course. Also
physically, right?
Physically, yes, yeah. Definitely. Also came with a coin that was free. Now,
for Best Buy customers.
From Best Buy customers, yes. I was talking to the associate that was helping me, and he said somebody just wanted to purchase that coin by itself. He said it, when he rang it up, it rang up $50 for the coin alone.
Oh, wow. So they don't want to sell these just to anybody.
I don't think they do, but it was free if you pre-ordered the game or were buying the game there. And they had a lot of coins. They probably had a few $1,000 worth of coins there, $50.
I'll give you $40 for yours, Chad.
Yeah, well, I might would take it. also walked away with a pile of Amiibo.
Oh, awesome.
So I picked up the Ridley Amiibo, the Wolf Amiibo, and the Inkling Girl Amiibo.
Right.
I really like the box art and just... These are $15.99, so not the same as the $12.99 Amiibos that released with the Wii U, but I think it's well worth the extra money, because these, you look at them, they are highly detailed. The Ridley one is just insane looking, and all the accessories on Wolf, it's crazy how much stuff is on him.
Yeah, no, that's really a good point. If you remember the very first Amiibos, which were the original Smash Brothers Amiibos, you had stuff like Link and Metroid and stuff that they're cool, but like they have these ugly little stands to keep them standing up. Like I know Link has that ugly yellow stand under his leg, and they just compared to what they're doing now. And I know it's a long time since then, but yeah, these Amiibos are so much better looking and better made. So, I hate to pay the $15.99, but it's definitely worth it for the quality you're getting, I think.
For sure. I still haven't opened mine yet. Have you opened yours yet?
I have not.
Yeah, it's hard for me to open Amiibo sometimes.
I will say the Ridley box is a lot wider than the, or thicker than the other Amiibo boxes, because Ridley's so big. I tried to stack it. I had my Ridley and my Inkling Girl side by side, and then I was going to put the, what's the other one?
Wolf.
The Wolf, and I put it on the Inkling Girl, and the Ridley was still, you know, like halfway up both of them. So it's a lot bigger box.
Wow, okay. Very neat. Also, something I picked up a Pro Controller also, the Super Smash Brothers Pro Controller.
Nice.
I had one of those pre-ordered. Still haven't opened it up either.
Right.
But something that I forgot was actually releasing on this day is the Octoling 3-pack Amiibo set from Splatoon 2.
And they finally came out on release day of Smash of all days.
This is a very bad timing, because I'm totally done with Octo Expansion now. I don't really... These unlock extra gear. It looks like it unlocks some pretty neat gear items,
though.
It does,
yeah. I'll definitely be opening these up, because I want that gear.
For sure. But this is just very odd timing to me.
Yeah, I think Nintendo really dropped the ball on the release of these. These should have came out along with the Octo Expansion. I mean...
Yes, I agree.
At this point... people are either done or they're probably never going to play it. And I mean, Nintendo's been pretty good about not making too many Amiibo, or hopefully these won't just languish on the shelves. But I don't know who's buying these right now. You know, if you didn't have them pre-ordered, who's walking in and wanting Octo Expansion Amiibos at this point?
Right.
Yeah, I think they really dropped the ball with this.
And I'm really, they had also a lot of other Smash Brothers amiibo. I didn't pick any up, but a lot of the previous releases that are kind of sold out. They've been remaking them with kind of new box art, looks like. They have a Nintendo logo on the side.
It also, I don't know if you noticed this, but it looks like the boxes for the amiibos now are like a worldwide box. They have both the English and the Japanese on them, which I thought is pretty smart because with the original Smash Brothers set, they would have American versions and Japanese versions, and it looks like they're just kind of consolidating them to where, hey, if Japan has a lot of extra and the U.S. doesn't have enough, they can just ship some of those and not have to do all new packaging. So,
right.
But yeah, I'm really glad for people that didn't get into amiibos when we did, or maybe didn't have a Wii U. I'm really glad that they're able to get some of these classic Smash Brothers amiibos again, because some of them are very hard to get or very expensive if you try to get them on the secondary market.
Right.
Okay, so I'll quickly go over what I got. I also got a physical version of the game, and I got the coin. I got the same amiibos as you. A few weeks ago, they actually released the GameCube Smash controllers a little bit early, and I got one of those. I think you did as well,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So I got that, and then on launch day in the afternoon, I got a package from Amazon, and it had my special edition of the Smash Brothers.
Very cool.
So I got that in. It's a really neat box. It's kind of glossy on the front, and that includes the game in a steelbook case and the Pro Controller.
Very
so I got
nice.
That. I haven't opened it up yet, but I was really happy it arrived in perfect condition. So
very good.
I was a little concerned, but Amazon was the only place I was able to get it from. So.
They look to be sold out nearly everywhere. I bought mine from GameStop. It still hasn't made it in.
Okay,
yet.
So you have one coming.
One coming. Hopefully it'll be in nice shape.
So yeah, wasn't a cheap launch day for either of us.
Not at all.
But I'm very happy with all my stuff.
You know, I couldn't be more happy with the game and my purchases.
Yeah. All right, so let's go ahead and get into kind of the game itself. So how have you been playing mostly? Have you been playing all docked or all handheld or a combination of the two?
95% docked and 5% handheld.
Yeah. I've probably been a little more of a split. I'd say I've done 30 or 40% handheld. My wife ended up going shopping last night, and so I kind of just stayed in the truck and played a bunch of handheld. I locked 3 or 4 characters while she was shopping, and I'll have to say, handheld works surprisingly well with this game.
I really didn't think I'd like it. I thought GameCube controller all the way for me. I've tried a little bit of Pro Controller. It's all right, but handheld is surprisingly very well done.
And the game runs very smooth. I can't tell any difference in how it runs, Dr. Handheld. And I can usually tell. I mean, I'm not Digital Foundry or anything like that where they get into the real details of the differences, but I can tell when something runs more sluggish in handheld than it does docked. You can definitely tell this in Pokemon Let's Go even, but I could not tell in Smash. It runs just as smooth as can be. Maybe the hardest thing about playing in handheld is just when you're selecting a stage. The way they have the stages set up on this big grid, it's kind of hard to see which stage you're picking. I don't think it's a great stage selection screen anyway, but on the little screen, maybe that's the only difference I notice is it's kind of hard to find the stage you want.
Yeah, it is.
I hope that they will actually allow you to maybe favorite some stages, because I've got, 10 to 15 stages I like to play on. It'd be cool if you were able to star them or something and just, maybe hit the R button and scroll over to your favorite stages. That would be awesome.
That'd be really cool.
But yeah, I'm really enjoying it. Of course, it looks amazing docked on my big 4K TV.
Oh, yeah.
And that's definitely the way I prefer to play. But I thought I just wouldn't play this handheld, and I'm happy to be wrong about that because it's perfectly playable.
Yeah, I was very surprised as well. I prefer to play it docked, but if I ever go on a plane or whatever, I'm very
happy. Yeah, it's going
to
be no problem. You know, going back, talking about a game like Splatoon 2, I have played this game sometimes handheld, and not that I'm great at the game, but I am significantly worse playing in handheld. Just something about how that game controls, I just do not like playing it in handheld, and I would just avoid it at all cost. And I really thought that's how Smash is going to be for me, but it's really not. So,
right.
If you get the game, definitely try it out in handheld. It works surprisingly well. I thought go ahead and slide into the controller talk while we're here. How have you been playing mostly GameCube controller when you're docked?
GameCube controller.
Yeah. I've been doing the same. It's still my preferred method. I know, especially when I first started playing it, it seemed like the input lag wasn't great with the game controller. But I kind of got used to it. But I've definitely seen this pop up online, people saying that, yeah, the GameCube controller is a little laggier than the other, either Joy-Cons or Pro Controller. And I don't know that I necessarily can tell if I can really tell, or if just because I've read this, it seems like, you know, now I just kind of think I can see it. But if it is laggier, I hope Nintendo patches it. I think they will, because they know that this is the way people want to play, especially Smash veterans like us that have played all the games.
Oh, yeah.
We want to play with GameCube controller, and it's still very viable. But if they are able to improve it, I hope they do. But I thought also talking about a GameCube controller, so the way you use, you know, just a Nintendo GameCube controller, you know, it has the connector on the end, doesn't plug into the Switch anywhere. So you have to use one of these GameCube controller docks that are basically, they plug into the USB ports on your Switch dock, and then you can plug in four different GameCube controllers. And they had the same accessory for the Wii U. But I thought, you know, especially before I got the game, I thought I was only going to want to play with a GameCube controller. So ended up purchasing an item for allowing me to play with a GameCube controller in handheld. It's it's by the company 8-Bit Do, which they make a lot of like Bluetooth controllers and stuff for the Switch and all systems. And it's called the 8-Bit Do G-Bros Adapter. And what this is, it's a little, I don't know, like a little pill-shaped device, and you put in some batteries that last 30 hours on two double A's, and it basically connects wirelessly to your Switch, and then it allows you to plug in either a classic controller, so like the NES Classic or SNES Classic controllers on one side, or you can plug a GameCube controller in on the other side. And so I can play this with my Switch in tabletop mode, and I can connect this little adapter wirelessly to my Switch, plug in a GameCube controller, and I can play with a GameCube controller in tabletop mode. So it works really well. I'm really glad that I got it. I think it's about $20 on Amazon.
Not bad. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do, because I know whenever I'm going to be playing in tabletop mode, I'm going to want to play with a GameCube controller, but I don't have that option right now.
Right.
So I've got to figure out something to...
So this is one option, and I kind of chose it based on the price and the fact that I could use the controllers I already have. But also, we haven't mentioned this yet, but several companies, Hori and I think PDP, are both making Switch GameCube controllers for Smash that hook up either with just regular USB, or they even, I forget if it's Hori or PDP, but one of them has a wireless GameCube controller that connects directly to the Switch. So that's another option. I think the wireless model is maybe like $50 though. So
right. I think they take batteries as well.
They take batteries as well. And I don't know, they look just like a GameCube controller, but do they feel like one? I'm not sure.
That's the thing.
And I just, with as much money as I was spending on this game, I just hated to drop another $50 to see. But that is another option if you want to use a GameCube controller with your Switch undocked. So that's kind of all the stuff about the hardware and what we're playing with and how we're playing. Let's get right into the game here. Thought we'd just start off with a single player. Now, this looks like it's going to be a pretty lengthy mode. I heard people saying 25 hours, some people saying 30, 35 hours. I think the guy that reviewed it on IGN said he spent 25 hours and maybe got like 85% completion.
Oh, wow.
So this is a pretty beefy mode, and at least I know I'm very early stages right now.
Same.
But this is pretty neat. It's you know, we saw the trailer for this at the Smash Direct. It's basically the big bad in this game has taken the spirits from all the main characters, and other than Kirby, he's the hero that got away. And so you start out as Kirby, and you're going through this overhead map. It's very beautiful. It's hand drawn, and you're going around and you're fighting these stages to release these spirits, and it is a lot of fun. I played till the first main character that you unleash the spirit of, Mario, and I was able to release him. So now I can play as Kirby and Mario. About how far have you made it so far?
So I made it to where there is a kind of a fork in the road. It goes three different ways.
Oh,
and everything.
Neat. Okay.
And you can either go the path of Marth or Sheik, or there was another character, maybe okay. Villager, I believe.
So you've gotten a little further than me.
A little bit further, yes. I think I've... went about eight spaces or something like that. Okay. Made it through there. So
I have to say, when you first start and you see the little map you're on, you know, it looks pretty small.
Yeah.
There's some stuff on the side of the screen that says like to zoom out, press L. Did you do that?
I don't know if I did.
Wow, I pressed it, and it zooms out to show the whole world, and it is just insanely just massive. I could not believe it.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty beefy mode, but how are you liking it so far?
So far, I don't mind it. These, the spirits and everything.
That's
I
guess where the spirits say, come in, right that, here.
That's yeah. kind of the main part of this mode. Otherwise, it'd just be kind of a smash. You're just smashing each other. But the spirits kind of give you extra abilities or items even. So I've got a couple spirits on my character right now that I can start off with like an item that I can just throw right from the beginning. And that really switches up the battle. Sometimes I'm fighting an army of Yoshis or something. It's just really wacky, some of the things they come up with.
Yeah. Again, I'm very early in, but I really like so far how this mode is. And it's usually just, you know, one knockout and the match is over. So you're not having to go through a bunch of stocks. So, right. So far the matches have been very quick for me. But yeah, with the spirits, basically you start out with a spirit or two, and as you progress through these levels, you gain more and more spirits, and there's main spirits and there's secondary spirits or whatever you would say. And yeah, the main spirit, it kind of levels up as you use it. So if I win a match with maybe my Eevee spirit, for instance, that Eevee spirit will level up and it'll get stronger. And then, you know, different spirits will allow for one secondary spirit, two, or I've even seen one where it has three slots. So you can put in these secondary spirits and they will also do different things for your character. So, and it's kind of got a rock, paper, scissors, style of, system of battling. So you want to, you've got an upcoming battle with a character with this kind of a spirit. You want to use the spirit that's strong against that, not the one that's weak. So you do have to change things up. And it is a little complicated, but they did add a thing I really liked is that you have a button that you can press before a match that will auto-pick the spirit that the game thinks you should use. Yes. And I've been using that some as I'm kind of learning it.
Right.
It still probably sounds very complicated as we're trying to describe it. And I was extremely confused until I actually started playing. And in fact, I wasn't super enthused about playing this mode because I was just so confused by it. But once you kind of get playing, it starts to make a lot more sense. And it's not that difficult so far.
It's really neat, all the characters that they have in this mode. So you can put like, you're playing as Mario, where you can have your primary as Eevee, and then your supports could be a Smokey Prog or what have you, Guardian.
Yeah.
It's limitless, all the different options they have. I fought one match. It was Dr. Mario, and his spirit was Dr. Krygor from WarioWare.
Oh, that's so cool.
And it's just really neat how they make these line up together.
Yeah. I fought a Celeste, the girl owl from Animal Crossing. And
yes.
The character representing her was like a Jigglypuff with a pink bow, you know, because Celeste has a bow. And it's like they, whoever the spirit you're fighting is, they figure out what Smash character is the most like that. Maybe they'll change the color or the costume to make it more so. And it's really neat. I can't imagine how long it took them to figure out all these matchups because, like I said, there's probably going to be hundreds of them.
One thing I don't care about the spirits. So spirits kind of, I would say, take the place of the trophies in the game. Would you say that as well?
Definitely.
So one thing I don't like, it doesn't really give you a description about these characters. So I ran across a few. I had no idea who they were. So I knew my primary spirit right now I'm using is Great Tiger from Punch-Out. I did know that. But I got another one, Coraline, and I didn't know who this character was. Just a little girl. She's actually from the Street Pass Me Plaza Ultimate Angler game on the 3DS.
Wow!
I never would have known that.
That's extremely obscure.
It doesn't give you any description that I can find, unless maybe if I go in my collection or something, it'll tell me about that.
Yeah,
I'm really hoping it will.
So yeah, in one way, I love that they have this many spirits because you're getting stuff like you say Coraline from a Street Pass paid mini game.
Yeah.
Like who in the world is going to know who that is? You know, most people are not. That's so cool because they would never make a trophy of that girl.
Oh no.
But yeah, if it would just, I wish it would just at least say, you know, say a little bit of history about the character and the game it appeared in, because that's what I loved about the trophies in past Smash games.
Right.
So on one hand, I love it because I think you said, what is there, 1,297 spirits?
I think so.
Something like that. You're talking over 1,200 spirits, which is way more than they ever made of trophies. But it's basically just boils down to an image. You know, it's not something you can look at or read more about. So in that way, I miss the trophies.
Right. There is a spot where you can go that I've currently got, I believe, 18 out of 1297.
Oh, wow.
And it breaks it down into fighters and stages and other characters and stuff. And I haven't really messed around in that. I'm hoping it gives you some descriptions in that.
I hope so. I'm not sure if it does or not. If not, you're basically going to be, you know, getting an obscure spirit and then having to, like, you know, get on your phone and Google it to learn more about it. And that kind of stinks.
Right. Yes. I agree with that.
But yeah, it is really neat to see some of these just characters you would never expect to see or don't even know anything about. You know, we're pretty big Nintendo fans, but it's like, we don't know all of Nintendo's history. How could any one person? So it is neat. I figure I will learn about a lot of characters I didn't know about playing this game.
Right.
So yeah, that's the single player so far, and that's kind of where I'm leaving the spirits in the single player. You're able to play some versus matches with spirits turned on, but I don't think I'll probably be doing that. I'm happy just kind of separating the two myself.
Right. Yes. Yeah,
so I thought we'd kind of get into the other modes and multiplayer, and maybe even get into some online as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what kind of modes have you played so far?
So I played quite a few, actually. I played through the classic mode on a couple characters.
That's awesome.
I played through it with Fox. I've always been a big Fox fan ever since Melee.
Yeah.
I played through it with him, and at the end you fight the Crazy Hand and the Master Hand.
Okay.
So
the kind of standard stuff right there that we've used to in other Smash games.
Right, but I also played through it with Link. I'm turning out to be a huge Link fan from this game here.
Link is awesome.
I really like Link. I played through it with him, and the boss actually for him was not Crazy Hand or Master Hand.
Oh, really?
It was Ganon. Not Ganondorf. Ganon. I mean, he is huge, and he's a boss fight. And you could only attack him from the back. If you were facing him, you could attack him, but it wouldn't do any damage. Right. And it was just, it was great. His health bar is up at the top, along the top of the screen, because I was fighting, and I was like, where's the health bar at here? It's at the very top, a long line.
Wow, so it's like a full-on boss fight.
Yeah, and whenever you're hitting him, his health just starts to go down until he has nothing. And then
that's so cool, dude. Wow.
And they also added some more things from the classic mode. And that's after you beat the game, when it's going through the credits and everything, your character's like on this little pedestal and you have a ray gun or something and you're just shooting all the names and everything.
I love that.
That's really cool. Or you can just press the start button and skip right to the end. But if you play through it, it has a little bar that shows your progress. You get presents for every milestone you make it if you hit so many of them.
Man. I didn't realize they'd added all this stuff to classic mode, I'll be honest. So I haven't tried it out yet, but I'm 100% doing this today.
And there should be some, there's probably bosses on most of the other fighters, I don't know, but I'd say a lot of them are just the Crazy Hand and Master Hand, but I thought that was really cool.
Who knows, we're really early in the game, but that may be the only place you even see like Ganon, for instance. That's really neat, so don't sleep on classic mode.
For sure. Also, I went into the Mob Smash, which is basically multi-man melee for the Switch. It has three modes to it. It has Sentry Smash, which is you fight 100 Mii fighters. It took me a couple of tries.
Smash Brothers Battle Royale, it sounds like.
Yes, you're all on this one stage here. And whenever I play the 100 multi-man melee and everything, I'd always use Donkey Kong just because
one powerhouse
to just knock them out usually, and I just spam the down and B, and they just fall into the ground pound.
Yeah.
Went through that. It took me a few tries, but I was able to complete it, but they twisted up a little bit. For every 25 Mii characters you knock out, it has a countdown. It starts at 100 and starts counting down. You would get regular Nintendo characters like Ness would pop in and Marth would pop in for every 25. And they'd be a little harder, but not bad. It also has the All-Star Smash, which is you fight all, I guess it's 100 characters or something, but you fight all your unlocked characters. So I had about 18 characters unlocked at the time. And once I beat all 18, then they would just restart again, Mario on it, until you get knocked out.
So that'd be a real fun mode to play once you have everyone unlocked, because then you're getting to take a look at everybody.
And it ramps up the difficulty a little bit. But what is the hardest is Cruel Smash, and is very, very tough Mii fighters. I may have knocked out one before they knocked me out. It was just insane.
Wow.
I just couldn't keep up with them.
So that's going to be one of those modes that may take a long time to beat.
Right, yeah. But so far, I really like this mode. It really pushes you, and it's on a stage that it doesn't have any sides, so you can fall off the stage and everything, too.
Wow.
You have to really
yeah
be prepared for it.
Well, that's good, man. I'm glad you tried out a bunch of these modes. Anything else that comes to mind?
Not really. I think that's about all the modes I've played.
Well, I've been playing mostly versus mode because I really want to unlock all these characters, and that seems to be kind of the fastest way to do it. But I actually played a lot of local co-op versus mode with my wife. She doesn't play a whole lot of games these days other than like Animal Crossing and stuff. But she grew up with the N64 and Super Smash Brothers, the original. So she jumped in. Her favorite character is Link. She absolutely loves the new Link. She insists on playing though as the evil Link with the red eyes because she knows it bothers me. she was having an absolute blast. Most if not all of the N64 stages are in this game, so she's able to play these stages that she grew up with as a kid, and we had a lot of fun. We unlocked a lot of characters together, and we played it for a couple of hours, and I mean she just had an absolute blast. So that was really fun. I really thought I'd be playing this solo, you know, right. And the fact that she wanted to get in and play was just awesome. So I did that, and then, that's about, besides the single player and versus, that's about all I've done, other than we played some online on the launch night.
Yes.
I thought maybe we could go ahead and get into that.
Yeah, no, that's it's set up really well, I believe. So you can create a battle arena online, and you can make it visible to the public or to just your friends and everything.
I really like this.
So we set it up just for our friends, of course, and we got everything set up. And what's really cool, you pick all the rules before you set up your battle arena. So right. If you want it to be a stock match is what we want. You want to turn the items off. You can do all that right there. And yeah. Then it's really cool. It's set up. It has bleachers on the left side of the screen, has a boxing ring in the middle, and then has like a waiting area, like a line to get into the ring. So you can set it up, I believe, up to 8 players, looks like.
So this is pretty neat. So if you have, 8 friends in there, you could have 4 people in the boxing ring fighting. You could have another couple of people in the line waiting to get in on the next match. And you could have a couple of people spectating the matches. And during this whole, while all this is going on, you can use the Nintendo Switch Online app and you can voice chat with all 8 people, not just the ones battling or the ones spectating. You can just all be in there talking together. I mean, this is like Smash is, to me, is at its best locally with a bunch of friends, obviously. But this is they're really trying to replicate that experience online. I think that's really cool that you could theoretically have 8 of your friends in there and you're all chatting it up and some are watching and some are waiting and some are battling. And I really like what they did with the online.
I really like it as well. And also, they have some little Smash tags, they call them. They look like dog tags.
Yes.
But that you can customize them any way you want to. Mine is currently black and white, and it has an image of Paper Mario smashing a hammer on it. And there are, a ton of character icons you can put on these Smash tags. Yes. Pretty much any character I could think of was on there.
This was a huge surprise on launch night when we got into online and we're creating our Smash tags. And what's the terrible thing about this is the icons look identical to the ones you can use on your Nintendo Switch for your online profile. But instead of being like 30 to choose from, there's like hundreds. And I mean, you have everything in here, any character you would want, basically. And it's so neat looking through them. It took me forever to choose. And I know I'll be switching back and forth between a few. I mean, we're talking about, obviously you've got all the Smash characters and, Splatoon characters and stuff like that. I mean, you've got the Chorus Kids in here. I mean, there's just all kinds of stuff. So that was a really neat surprise. So I was really happy to see that. I don't know, what would you say the online, of course, we were playing this on launch night. So there was, I'm sure the servers were getting hammered, but I thought, it was less laggy than I thought it was going to be. And, of course, I don't have a whole ton of faith in Nintendo's online efforts, but most of the matches, I didn't notice a big lag at all.
It wasn't bad. We played this. We picked it up 11 o'clock on Thursday, so we were playing Thursday night, and I didn't hardly notice any lag on my end.
There was a match or two where it got a little laggy, but definitely better than Smash Brothers on the Wii U was. And a whole lot better than Smash Brothers Brawl on the Wii, which was unplayable, in my opinion, online.
So me and my friend, we played on Friday night, which is last night. Lag was horrible. Mm. It was almost unplayable. We'd be jumping through the air, and it'd just freeze. And then, I would throw a punch and he'd be on the other side of the screen time I knew it was happening. Yeah. So I'd say their servers were even more hampered that time.
I would imagine a lot of people bought this game at midnight and went home and went to bed, and then a bunch of people just waited and picked it up on Friday. So there was probably way more people playing last night than Thursday night. So we'll see. Hopefully they can get it handled. Because if it stays laggy, every nice thing we said about the online and the battle arenas, it doesn't really matter because no one's going to want to play it if it's super laggy.
Also has a spectator mode for online, which you can, it's not even for your friends. It's, instead of smashing, you can just watch people play the game
too, especially if, you know, this is a pretty intense game, and if you have never played one before, you could just go online and watch some people play, see how, you know, someone that is a veteran plays as a certain character, and you could learn some stuff.
I'm not sure if this is live online matches or not, because there was no lag watching them. I mean, not at all.
Interesting.
So it takes about 20 seconds. It'll show next match, and it'll be about 20 seconds it has, and then it'll start the match.
I need to try this out, because there's definitely, you know, I've always kind of stuck with, you know, three or four main characters in all the Smash games. But with this, I don't know, for some reason with this one, maybe it's just the fact that everyone's here. I kind of want to play as every character. And so this would be a good way to pick up some pointers on how certain characters are played.
I watched a match between King DDD and Crom.
Very nice. Okay, so that's kind of the modes we've been playing so far. I thought we'd go ahead and talk about some of our stages and characters that have kind of been standouts for us so far.
Let's do it.
So what have been some of your favorite stages so far? I mean, this, again, we've always kind of kept it pretty simple on past games, and it seemed like we would use one or two stages at most. But again, I just kind of want to see what all it has to offer with this game. And I've actually found some stages that I didn't know I was going to love, but I love them. So.
Right, right. So I've really been playing a lot on Dracula's Castle from the Castlevania series.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a brand new stage.
And I just really like it. There's not a whole lot of hazards, doesn't appear to.
Yeah.
I haven't made it through the whole length of the stage part. I know it looks like the Grim Reaper crashes through the window in the back.
The stained glass window.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if he attacks you or not. I'm usually finished with the match by then.
That's cool. Yeah, I've played on this one time, and it is really neat. Me and you prefer the stages that don't move around a whole lot and have a good platform to stand on. So,
also like New Donk City Hall, which this one actually does move around quite a bit. And I like it, I think, just mainly because it's from Super Mario Odyssey.
Oh, yeah. This is on my list as well. This is a really cool new stage. I love how as you go up the tower, the City Hall Tower, you see the different street musicians from Odyssey playing, and then you get to the top, and there's Our Lady Pauline singing. Yep. So, yeah, that's a great new stage.
It's really well done. I also like the Great Plateau Tower from Breath of the Wild.
This one's really neat as well.
I like it. It is on a tower, so you can fall off. You want to make sure you have a character that can has a good saving jump and everything.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a powerful jump.
Yeah, I almost included this on my list. I figured you probably would. Like I said, I also had New Donk City Hall, but I've got three others I wanted to mention. One of them is Corneria. Now, this from, you know, Melee and Brawl has been our favorite stage, I would say.
Yeah.
We love Star Fox. We just love this stage. It's definitely changed a little bit in this game. Maybe it's not quite what we're used to, but it is really cool to see it back.
It's still good.
It was missing from the Wii U version, so it's really cool to see Corneria in full HD, in my opinion. Another one I really like is Saffron City, and this is a Pokemon stage, and it's from the original N64 version, and I don't know, I just love it. You know you're going to have good Pokemon music on it.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get some cameos from some Pokemon on a part of the stage, and I don't know, it reminds me of being a kid and playing it on the N64, so I love that one. Another one I like is, I'm really enjoying some of these. This is one of these stages I'm fixing to talk about, is some of these that were exclusive to the 3DS version of Smash Bros. It had some exclusive stages,
right,
and I really didn't get to play them much. So Tortimer Island from Animal Crossing, New Leaf, is a stage now, and I really like this one. You've got some trees with coconuts on them that if you hit, the coconuts fall, and you've got Cap'n on the side, and It's a fun stage, especially if you're an Animal Crossing fan.
And we're huge Animal Crossing fans, so this is a great stage.
Yeah, this is a perfect stage to have a 1v1 with a villager versus Isabelle, in my opinion.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, those are kind of the stages so far that have stood out. And, again, I haven't played a lot of them, so I'm sure I'll find some more. Like, I actually, one I'll give an honorable mention. I kind of like the Bayonetta stage. Even though it's moving, you're basically on this giant clock the entire time.
Yeah, I like that one.
It's pretty neat. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and talk about some of our favorite characters so far. And again, this is subject to change because we've unlocked, you know, a small portion of the characters so far. But so far, who are you liking?
So far I have 26 fighters unlocked. So far, I really like King K. Rool. I was surprised he was unlocked so early.
Me too.
I really like King K. Rool.
Well, dude, I completely agree. He's my favorite character so far.
Favorite character, really?
I love him.
Wow. Yeah, he's a powerhouse, and he's kind of slow. He just looks so cool.
Yeah, but if you double tap the stick in a direction, and when he runs and gets down on all fours, he can scamper, and he looks creepy. My wife was so creeped out by him running like that. And one of his taunts, he'll like snap his jaw at the camera. I love that taunt.
Oh, it's great. Yes. Looks like he just bites you.
I've never super enjoyed any of the big characters. You know, I like Donkey Kong, Bowser, and stuff like that, but they were always a character I would just, you know, play once and then move on to something else. But I've played the majority of my matches with King K. Rool since I've unlocked him. He's just so fun.
Oh, very nice.
I love all his different moves. I love him throwing his crown and how if you're not careful, the crown will land on the ground. You'll have to go pick it up.
Yeah.
He looks kind of funny without it, I think. And I love his final smash. It's awesome. He gets in his little control tower and, like, blast Donkey Kong Mountain. It's just nuts. But yeah, I actually love King K. Rool. He's great.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Also mention this for Link. I've been playing a lot of matches with Link, and I really like the way Link controls. He has, instead of his typical bombs he used to throw in all the other Smash games, he actually has the remote-controlled bombs that are in Breath of the Wild. So you can take your bomb out, throw it, and just forget about it until you've got them right where you want them, then explode it.
I love this remote bomb. It's directly taken from Breath of the Wild, which how many of those bombs did we throw in that game, you know, over the hours we played? What I also love is that, you know, you can throw that bomb out there, so another character can go pick it up.
Yeah.
They can go throw it at another opponent. They can throw it off the stage. It kind of, you know, troll you, but it's really neat. That I've had where Link throwed a bomb, and it seemed like the bomb stayed on the stage for 30 seconds or so as people kind of hot potatoed it back and forth.
Yeah.
And I do believe this bomb will allow for friendly damage, too. I'm almost positive because my wife was throwing a bunch of them. And so you do have to be careful because you can take out if you're playing a team battle, you can take out your teammate, too. So.
Yeah, yeah. I think Link may even be damaged from it as well.
Yeah, probably so. It's a real stage hazard. And boy, if you could get good at it, you could do a lot of damage with it.
For sure.
I do think of all the returning characters, you know, I've been trying out all of them, and a lot of them are pretty unchanged, but I think Link is the biggest change so far I've seen of a returning character.
Right.
Just how he has a Breath of the Wild look if you want him to. Well, you can play as Classic Link as well, which is awesome. But and with his new moves and stuff, I just think he's a great returning character.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And he also has his shield, and you can block attacks sometime whenever you're shielding. Right. So that's really cool as well. Anything, like, say you're using Young Link and shoot an arrow, well, you can block it with the shield.
That's neat.
I think that's really neat.
So, like I said, King K. Rool is on my list of two favorites. I just think he's incredible. I cannot wait for his amiibo, by the way. The other one that I really have been enjoying playing is Isabelle. I unlocked her last night. And first of all, is one of the cutest characters in the game by far. And she's definitely not like an Echo Fighter or the Villager, but she plays very similar to him. And Villager has always been one of my favorite characters. So I really, really enjoy how she plays.
Very cool.
She has a similar final smash as the Villager, where with the Villager, the Nooks come and build a house and put the opponent in it and blow it up. The Nooks for Isabelle, they will build like a city works project. So like a city hall or something they'll build around the opponent, and then they'll blow it up. It's just pretty cool because the thing I love about both of those final smashes is when the house or the public works project blows up, the Nooks go flying with it. But yeah, she's a whole lot of fun. I love Isabelle. I love her up B. She has like a little bunny rabbit balloon, and she's on a little swing, and she has a good recover because she's basically like Kirby or Villager. She can get back from anything.
Almost. Oh, wow.
She's definitely been one of my favorites.
I haven't got to unlock Isabel yet, so I can't wait.
Yeah, it's a good one. I was glad she was unlocked fairly soon in the game.
Right.
So what's the last character you have unlocked?
So I lost a fight against Ike not too long ago.
Okay.
And after that, I was pretty much done with the game. I was like, I don't think I'm getting tired. It was getting late, so I went to bed. So I booted up my Switch this morning, and I still didn't see a return challenger. I was like, what's the deal? So I made it to the games and more section, mm-hmm. and they have a little door in the right-hand corner, which is called Challenger's Approach. And you can fight any challengers that you may have lost the game to. I believe I was using Zelda or Princess Peach or something, someone I'm not very good with. Right. And, of course, I just lost. So you can pick any characters, what I like about this. You can pick any character you want to use to take on this challenger.
I agree. So it's so neat.
I used Link, and I was able to beat Ike fairly easily and unlock the character.
Yeah.
It takes about 10 minutes or so after you lose to the character for them to pop up, from what I can tell.
Yes, and we should say in that Games and More menu where that little door is, if you have beat all the challengers and you don't have one waiting, that door will not show up. Right. And that door will not show up if you just lost to them. Like you said, you'll have to play about 10 minutes of other matches for it to show up. So if you don't see it, go play a couple more matches, go back, and you'll see the door.
Right.
And yeah, I do love that it will allow you to play as any character you've unlocked to defeat them. So that's a pretty neat addition.
Right. So Ike was my last one.
Okay. I just unlocked Lucina. So I think I'm just... you know, just a few characters ahead of you, but we still got a long ways to go.
Oh, yeah.
But definitely the game starts out with only 8 characters, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, 8. And so it's very fun, and that is really what I'm focused on right now, is just unlocking the full roster, because I don't know, it's just something about having all those characters either that you can play as or that you can, you know, play against. It just makes it that much more fun.
And so we played the online on launch night with only those 8 characters. So, yeah. So we made our rounds through them pretty quick.
We did. But I did love that it does seem to count your time while you're doing that, because once we stopped playing online, I got into some versus, and basically after every match, a new challenger would appear for 4 or 5 times.
Right.
So it does, you won't see a new challenger approaching when you're playing online. But if you just go into a versus mode, play a match, if you know, for however many 10-minute increments you played, you'll unlock a character every time. So that's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, man, I think we've kind of come to the end of our impressions so far. There's a lot to cover. This is going to be a very long episode.
Yeah. I think if any game deserves it, it is Smash Brothers.
I agree. So we're going to be playing a whole lot more of this game in the future, and we'll probably update you guys on our progress. But this is an incredible game. I couldn't be happier with it. What a stretch of 2 months we've had with Pokemon Let's Go and then this. I mean, this is a great time to be a Switch owner.
And yes, for sure.
And I think Nintendo is going to sell a lot of copies of these games and a lot of Switches.
I sure hope so.
I just can't wait to see what's next. So that's going to do it for today's episode. We want to thank you for sticking with us through this very lengthy discussion. Just want to thank y'all all for listening to all our episodes. We really appreciate all of our loyal fans that listen every week, and we'll see you guys in the next episode. Before we leave you today, we want to go over a few quick things. We want to remind everyone to visit our show page over at anchor.fm/Karibo Shoe Podcast. You can find all of our episodes there, as well as links on all the services that we're available on. Those services include Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Casts, Overcast, and through the Anchor app, which is available on both iOS and Android. We'd also like to take this time to ask you to rate our show on Apple Podcasts or on Google Podcasts if you enjoy it. We really appreciate that. And lastly, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter at Karibo Shoe Pod, and we're on Instagram at Karibo Shoe Podcast. I want to thank you once again for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.